Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This morning, the latest in our series, Boston Mayoral Race, Square by Square. Today we head to Roxbury. It's the geographic center of Boston, but it doesn't look like the heart of the city. For blocks, there's no sit-down restaurant, no tea, not even any crosswalks. Slowly, though, that is starting to change. Under outgoing Mayor Thomas Menino, modern housing has popped up, a new police headquarters was built in the area, and now there's even a plan for those crosswalks. But all this change makes some residents uneasy. WBUR's Usma Khalid takes us to Dudley Square in Roxbury to hear what locals think of Mayor Menino's tenure and what they want from the next mayor.
Dudley Square is the soul of the city's black community. It's home to African Americans who moved to Boston generations ago from the South, and home to new African immigrants from countries like Somalia, Ethiopia, Eritrea. It's also the old commercial hub where Dudley and Washington Streets intersect. The bustling, pulsating heart of Roxbury. But in the 1980s and 90s, this heart was barely pumping any blood into the city.
We're standing in front of a couple of buildings that were 80% vacant in 1993.
David Price is the director of Nuestra Comunidad Community Development Corporation in Roxbury. He credits Mayor Menino with revolutionizing the Dudley neighborhood.
One of the worst things about Dudley Square was all the sheet metal grates that pulled down at night. They made it look like a war zone. And he, through the Main Streets program, turned that around completely. If you look at these stores here, like the new T-Mobile store, the Alpha and Omega shoe store, there are no sheet metal grates that are pulled down. They've got nice, attractive glass storefronts.
Price praises the Menino administration for improving safety around the square.
And across the street, you can see the Orchard Gardens housing complex. 20 years ago, that was one of the most notorious public housing projects in the city of Boston.
No more brick buildings dominated by drug dealers. Now the complex looks like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Crayola-colored mixed-income townhouses with gardens. So popular, there's a waiting list. But the development is concentrated. Further down Dudley Street, toward Dorchester, there's hardly any construction. And in this mostly Cape Verdean community, the per capita income drops to less than $16,000 a year. That's according to a report from the Dudley Street Neighborhood Initiative. It's the area where Anildo Miranda lives. He works part-time at Davies Supermarket. It's a corner store where you can find anything from papaya in a can to corn flour. Miranda also happens to be a cousin of mayoral candidate John Barros. He says Menino was a good mayor.
He definitely developed the city. I don't think he did enough for Roxbury, Dorchester, and Mattapan. He developed everything around us.
As development winds around the neighborhood, people who work and live in the community say they're concerned about fairness. Fairness in city jobs, education, affordable housing. It's a word echoed on nearly every street when I ask folks what they want in a new mayor.
I'd like to see a level playing field.
Sarah Ann Shaw was born and raised in Roxbury. She was also the first African-American woman reporter on Channel 4 News. She's now retired and volunteers at Charlotte Goler Ritchie's campaign office on Dudley Street. Shaw says Menino was popular because he was a mayor who showed up. Any ribbon cutting, he was there. But that wasn't enough for her.
Now, I wasn't all that happy because I just knew that we needed to have more input. For instance, the mayor's cabinet was not that integrated. We've never had a black police commissioner.
Shaw says the new mayor needs to make a commitment to share the city's resources equally.
That's like sound kind of nasal. Maya, what you want?
I just want to play the Powerball.
Okay.
Jamada Abdul-Khalak Henry Smith runs A Nubian Notion on the square. Her dad started the company 51 years ago.
We started doing what we call cooperative economics. So we became New England's largest one-stop Afrocentric store. And the whole idea, though, was to teach people to own your own things within your community.
Roxbury has had its ups and downs, and Anubian Notion has seen it all. Smith knows nearly every customer who walks in.
Now, all these are community people. This young man, he's family. All customers are family.
On the counter, the shop sells Tootsie Rolls. And in the back, you can buy T-shirts with slogans like Danger, Educated Black Woman. But all this development right outside her door is forcing Smith to make tough decisions about her shop.
We kind of had to crunch our size. We moved down in order for the development to take place. And we're not that large gift store that we used to be, you know. But we're trying to work it because we don't want to leave.
From Anubian Notion, you can see a giant crane towering over Dudley Square. A construction crew is fixing up the Ferdinand Building. It was once one of the largest furniture stores in New England, and it's another development project credited to Mayor Menino. He decided to turn the old store into the new headquarters for Boston Public Schools. Some residents fear once the building is completed next year, the community will reach a tipping point. The neighborhood will change racially. Some, like Smith, say it's already changing.
You see Anglo-Caucasians with dogs. You know, that's new.
Anita Raynor lives in the Fort Hill neighborhood near Roxbury Community College, where homes now sell for more than $500,000, and BMWs are parked on the street.
This community now has become a community that's very difficult to get into in terms of being affordable.
Raynor bought her house 36 years ago, and since then, she says the landscape has changed dramatically. More young professionals, more college students.
And I don't have any problem with people coming from anywhere else, but I think that what happens is that you squeeze the people that are in the neighborhood out by establishing rents that are just too high.
Nearly a third of Roxbury residents live at or below the poverty level. For Raynor, Mayor Menino brought some improvements to the community, like trash pickup twice a week. But she, like others, insists that city services were not divided fairly, particularly when it came to public education. She wants the new mayor to fix that.
Education and safety are the two critical issues. And I can't leave out economic development for this community, because what happens is that people come in, they kind of rob our community. They come in, they take, and they don't leave us with anything.
It's really hard when you work to better your neighborhood and then somebody else comes in and gets to take advantage of that, and you have to move to another place that has all the problems that you just spent your time trying to change.
Mariama White-Hammond runs Project Hip Hop in Dudley Square. It's a group that works with teens to figure out how to use the arts as a force for social justice. So, for example, they did a flash mob in front of the transportation department to show how an increase in bus fare would affect young people. White-Hammond says the next mayor needs to have a commitment to fairness across the neighborhoods so that some folks don't disproportionately bear the brunt of under-policing when it comes to safety and over-policing when it comes to drugs.
So I'm not encouraging young people to smoke pot, but I don't know if there was a time in the last 50 years where they didn't, except our kids end up on probation or in DYS for the same behaviors that are treated differently in other parts of the city. And so I think that is something I really definitely want to address.
White-Hammond grew up in Roxbury and says Boston has long felt like a city of turfs.
When I was younger, it's true, we didn't move between neighborhoods enough. Like, I knew Roxbury really, really well, but like growing up, I never went to South Boston and I barely even knew how to get to Charlestown. I really have hope that this next generation will have deep pride for their neighborhood, but they will own this city as a whole. And I think that's one of the things I want to see in the next mayor, somebody who really helps us to feel like we are one city all together.
And in order for that to happen, most folks in Roxbury say they need a new mayor who promises to be fair. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.